Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Our number here is 888-850-1872. 888-850-1872. Yes, I'm bright. I'm happy. I had a half of a vitamin B pill. All right, so I'm feeling good. I just feel invigorated. And I got it from Sam's Club, all right? That's what I got. We're giving him a free plug. Sam's Club, we can do that. I was watching something the other day. Don't watch a lot of TV, but I happened to be checking something out 2 or 3 days ago. So I watched a morning news program. It was the Regis thing, but Regis wasn't there, whatever that other lady is, right? So the other lady, whatever her name is, she said something. She was watching Discovery Channel. It's Shark Week. And you could see that she said, "Are you guys watching Shark Week?" And she's looking around. Everybody's looking at her like, "Why are you advertising somebody else right in the middle of our program?" And she wouldn't say Discovery Channel. You know, it occurred to her. And so she's right in the middle of this conversation. And she couldn't say anything. We can say anything we want. It's free country, isn't it? Is it? It is. It is a free country, and loving every minute of it. Here I'm going to talk about the issues of the day. For those of you who know this web, radio show, it's a little extreme. I'm a Christian extremist, so I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. I wonder what I should do. I just found out my daughter fell at Food Lion. Now, I've sued the United States before, and that's what we do. We sue the government. We don't sue Food Lion. That's not what we do. But at the same time, you know what I got to do now? I got to go take my daughter to get her body fixed, and that wasn't on our list to have them on their nice waxy floor have a bunch of wet stuff that you couldn't see and have my daughter completely slip and fall out. Wow. Imagine if she was 80 years old, she might be dead. Not now, maybe in the next few weeks. So it was kind of a troubling thing. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her to the doctor tomorrow to get the body fixed and have them pay the bill and communicate to them that there's a young lady who went through a lot of pain and suffering. You guys ought to love her as your neighbor and do whatever you ought to do. Of course, I probably can't do it these days. In the good old days, a father could go, and because of common law, I could go take on the issue. It's not maintaining quarrels when we have that close familial relationship. But nowadays, she's over 21. She's over 18. I'm sorry, she's going to have to deal with this herself. Well, I said, well, okay. We'll have our family lawyer call you. That would be, if you don't want to deal with dad, you know, face to face on the love your neighbor as yourself thing, you're going to have to deal with somebody who gets a lot more per hour. I'm doing this for free, okay? But he's not going to do it for free if you're not going to love her as yourself. So we'll see what we're going to do with Food Lion. I wonder what I should do. I wonder what you think. How's the, what's the constitutional basis, the biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong when you go to Food Lion and give them money and they've got invisible fluid out on their slippery, waxy floors, and you go whoop, like you're running around on an ice sheet or something like that. So that happened today. So we'll see how that is. Maybe you'll have some information in the future. Because you deal with that every day. How do you deal with those issues? What's a biblical thing to do? What's a constitutional thing to do? What's a right versus wrong to do in those kind of things? I want to tell you about something that I found in the news today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, what did she say? Okay, where's that? Clinton suggests. This is from Nairobi, Kenya. This is from Nairobi, Kenya. Of course, they have birth certificates in Kenya. They even have birth certificates in Mombasa. I have a friend from India who says he has information about a Mombasa birth certificate. But that's his thing. Well, if he gets more information and gets it to me, we'll visit him today. And I saw something else in the news today. They're auctioning Mohandas K. Gandhi. They're auctioning his property. Some business tycoon in India is auctioning his property, and there's a commission going to be set up to see how that's what's going to happen. So they take great reverence in certain properties. I'm going to ask a question. The other day, I called a friend of mine, and I said, good day, Kanu Gandhi. He happens to be the grandson and was raised by Mohandas K. Gandhi. So when you watch the Gandhi movie, you see all these little kids in the background. Those were his grandchildren. His children were off in different places. I know his son was working. I think his son might have even been a lawyer in South Africa. and other places. And so the grandchildren were raised by Mohandas K. Gandhi. What was interesting about this gentleman, and he works for NASA, and he is a guy who does the math. He does computer programming and figures out whether or not a space shuttle or other things are actually going to enter the Earth at the proper angle. So I talked to my friend Kanu the other day, and I called him, and I said, you know what, could you come on my radio show and tell us about your grandfather, the stuff you knew firsthand? And is it true he really did walk around with a New Testament? And what was his religious bent, really? And I thought this would be interesting. We can get it from somebody who knew him and was raised by him and was taught math by him, by the way, and not by a university, but nevertheless is being hired by MIT and other places to do math. It's kind of an interesting little story. So we're going, and as I called him, he told me that he had been praying about me that day and had me on his brain when I called him that morning. So I think that's a little bit divine intervention, providence. So we're going to have the grandson here, Lord willing, of Mohandas K. Gandhi here on this radio program. And we'll just do that whenever it's convenient because he's got to come over. He's not a guy you want to have on the phone. You're going to have him face to face because he's a fun guy with all the traditional training of somebody from India who happened to be the grandson of Mohandas K. Gandhi, who's been trained in humility. So he's humility to the extreme. So we're going to make sure that we don't override his statements, that I can see what he's going to say, when he's going to say it, or else he'll humble himself right out of the conversation. So I got to be careful. So that'll be interesting when that happens. He's really a wonderful gentleman, and looking forward to that. He does speaking engagements around the world about basically doing protests, nonviolent protests. And that's one of the things he speaks on when he's invited to places. So that'll be interesting. But let's see what Mrs. Clinton said in Kenya. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton says it is a great regret that the United States is not a member of the International Criminal Court. Listen to what the Secretary of State is saying while she's overseas. It is a great regret that the United States is not a member of the International Criminal Court. Somebody ought to email the Congress and tell them that there's somebody saying fishy things about some of the Senate opinions. Clinton spoke Thursday in Kenya during a seven-nation tour of Africa. The court is the first permanent, they're talking about this International Criminal Court. The court is the first permanent institution. See this world of institutions? Authorized to try individuals, they do not say, for genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes when national courts are unable or unwilling to do so. They neglected to mention that, of course, they have other options that they can try, can't they? They can try you for your teaching your children to fear God and love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. They could try you ultimately for not conforming to the UN Convention on the Rights of a Child and not letting your child come up with their own ideas without your using your parental influence as coercion. There's all kinds of dangerous innovations that a International Criminal Court could come up with that might necessarily trump your rights under the protection of the United States Constitution. But Mrs. Hillary Rodham Clinton said it's a great regret the United States is not a member of the International Criminal Court. Now, look what she says. This article says the U.S. formally rejected U.S. participation in May 2002. Formally rejected. See, what happens is with treaties, because of the United States Constitution, specifically Article 3, where it talks about what the courts can apply, the laws of the United States and treaties made pursuant to the Constitution. If the Senate ratifies a treaty, then it becomes law, and it affects the entire country. If the Senate ratifies something, then this International Criminal Court would have supreme jurisdiction in Florida. It would. But Mrs. Clinton says it's a great regret that the Senate did not sign on to this treaty. And this is what the it says. The U.S. formally rejected the U.S. participation. May concern was that American servicemen hunting down terrorists abroad might not be safe from politically motivated prosecutions. Well, that's one thing. It's American servicemen might not be safe, but what wouldn't be safe is the sanctity of the American jurisdictional boundaries and jurisdictional protections and protections of the law of the land would not be. Nobody would be protected by the law of the land if they sign on to this international criminal court. What happens when suddenly somebody in America becomes a target of a political preference of prosecution? Then, of course, you'd have no protection under the law of the land. People aren't thinking about this, are they? Clinton. Now, this is, as Clinton said, this is Hillary Rodham Clinton, Secretary of State, said, it's a great regret that, of course, that the U.S. is not a part of this international criminal court. But it is a fact that we are not yet a signatory. In other words, oh, not yet a signatory. Well, that's good. But we have supported. Now, listen. Listen to what she said. They're not even a signatory. See, there's a different thing. You can be a signatory where the president signs it. It goes and makes a treaty and signs it. But then the Senate has to ratify it. It does not become law for America until the Senate ratifies it. That's part of the checks and balances. But there's things like the UN Rights of the Child, Convention on the Rights of the Child, that have been signed by the president but have not been ratified by the Senate. So what happens is it doesn't become law in the land. But I will tell you, in practice, what happens is the executive agencies, through some regulations, start implementing these UN treaties in spite of them not being law, but they end up having the force of law in America. It's subversion. It's kind of sick, but it's happening. But look what she said. It is a great regret that we are not yet a signatory. So in this case, with this international court thing, the president even hasn't signed it. So it's not even, it is basically the president's, no president has agreed to it whatsoever. Okay, it hasn't even conveyed approval. But look what she said. Secretary of State says, in spite of the fact that a president has not signed this thing, has not signed on as agreeing with this, look what she says. She says, a great regret, while she's in Kenya, a great regret, but it's a fact that we are not even yet a signatory, but we have supported the court and continue to do so. How do you support, how do we, the United States, that's who she represents when she goes to Kenya. See, we got to look at this on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong, not a political basis. She's Secretary of the United States, Secretary of State of the United States, who says we, who's she referring to when she says we? I would think supposed to be the Secretary of the United States. That means that we, the United States, the entity of the United States, have supported the court and continue to do so. How do you do that? How do we, the United States, support that as a legal entity when it has not legally, not even had an executive sign it, let alone have the Senate ratify it? Folks, if you're not paying attention to this, this is not in the mainstream news, folks. This is a little side item on a little bogus little side little report here. Nobody's reporting this in America. They did because I found it. Actually, I think this was a foreign news. I was actually in African news. I type up Africa news. This was a link to a report on something else in a foreign newspaper. This is what's being said by the Secretary of State. No perspective of the limits of law. We're going to come back and I'm going to give you, I got to pull in a biblical perspective on this. We get back. That's the challenge. How do I do this political stuff, legal stuff, even with a biblical perspective? We're going to be back. Keep tuning in to the Eagle 104.3 FM. You can give us a call, 888-850-1872. Check out faithfreedoms.org. We shall return.